You're listening to STP Radio.
Hello, once again. Welcome to another edition of STP Radio with your host, Mark Tomlinson, where we get to bring you interesting, creative, challenging, controversial, supportive, expansive conversations on software testing. And I'm lucky enough to be joined today by Silvio Sequeira, who is the guru of product marketing for performance and lifecycle virtualization at HP Software. Silvia, welcome to STP Radio.
Hey, Mark, how are you? It's so good to talk to you. And I like the introduction. And by the way, I like more yet the phrase expansive because it seems like so sophisticated.
Doesn't it? It sounds like we know more than we know, which
know.
Maybe we do know more than we know.
Make us feel like very important for the word expansive, right?
Yes, it's an expansive conversation. Because you know me, I get bored easily. So if we start talking about one thing, it's just going to tangential. It's like clicking on the links in Wikipedia. It just keeps going and going and going and going, right?
I guess, like me too. So I think we should even get back to my introduction, right?
Exactly. So Sylvia, I met you first, I think, right around you were working in a couple different divisions in HP, but it was around 2010 or so, I think you moved over and started working on the software side. So tell me a little bit about your role and how you're what you're working on in HP.
Yeah, actually, currently I'm working in the product department within HP Software. And the focus on the performance and lifecycle virtualization. And you're right. We met around 2014 when I moved to the department, to the performance organization. And then you are working there for a couple of months, right? But
I just played a small role as the load runner product manager. No one remembers that, you know.
But the good thing is that, you know, good people we never forget. So I always remember you because you are very good and you still are, right?
Thank you. That's very nice. I'm blushing. But yeah, you're actually, so the nice thing I really like about the fact that you don't live in California with all the HP people, you actually kind of work independently. In Dallas, is it? Is that right?
Yeah. Can you see my accent from Dallas? Yeah. I live in Dallas, Texas, as you see, right? I have a perfect accent.
You sound like a cowgirl, right? It's a cowboy Western
totally.
Accent.
I'm here talking to you in my boots, in my hat, you know, totally Dallas girl. But actually, you know, I'm originally from Brazil. That's my accent. That's where I'm from, beautiful, hot Brazil. And I used to live in Boston before, but, you know, Dallas is warmer. Why not?
Yes, yeah, a little bit closer to heat.
Exactly.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But, you know, let me talk a little bit more about my experience. I have 25 years working in IT. Yes. You know, first time, Mark, that I accessed internet. I don't know if you did that too, but was in mainframe at IBM, right? And I would send a text message there through some old systems and it would take like 3-4 hours to get the results in that green screen. Do you remember that?
Yes. I hate to say this, but I think I was in Laramie, Wyoming, in going to college when I first hopped on a mainframe and connected. There was a Kermit system that connected the universities, and we were doing Gopher out of the University of Minnesota. So we would have the Gopher network, and it was sort of a lookup search research utility. Well, you're an old green screener.
Yeah, I am. But, you know, even though now I like focus in product marketing, but I have a very long career in IT organization. I work as assistant engineer that, believe it or not, I was very technical. And I would say very into like bits and bytes. I loved that in the past, right? Doing all these details and trying to debug applications like that, right?
Yeah.
And then I did some development as well. And work as a project manager, program manager, consulting. I also got the very great certification. I did some consulting on the ITO, the Air of the House. So that's very, very good because it gave me a lot of exposure to the end-to-end technology. And so I have to kind of learn from the portfolio management to like development and testing and the delivery applications, DevOps and operations side of the house.
Very
especially
cool.
Like now in performance, we need to think about capacity planning, availability management, right? So some things that people sometimes isn't think about, right? So that gave me a lot of experience.
Yeah, very cool. So right off the bat, I have to say thank you very much for your sponsorship of the upcoming STP conference in San Diego, where you're a gold sponsor. And so thank you to HTTP Software. That was a very cool.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
but I do want to ask, sort of generally, and I remember talking with Kelly Emo and some of the other folks that have always supported what is a, you know, relative to a large HP conference, which I've been to, and they're just fantastically huge and diverse. You know, STP is a fairly small community. What is it about STP that you guys, you know, you like to come and participate and support us and engage with the community?
Yeah, so Mark, it's interesting because you mentioned that it's a small community, but it's a very important community for us because STP has been in the market for a long time. And I remember even when I joined this team, I saw that STP was already there for a while. And there is a very good number of very good people that knows a lot about the topics around testing and around application that we want to also to continue to nurture. And we continue to have that relationship. And I think you guys are doing, I mean, when I say you guys, STP is doing a great job in terms of bringing new and fresh contents as well. For this particular STP, they are bringing the Performance Summit, right? It's on Sunday. It's like 4 or 5 hours of performance end to end. I mean, that's awesome because as we see, performance is being an item that's so critical now. And I mean, other items like Agile and you name it. So we definitely want to support STP for a while. Well, and not just this one, but we are already supporting the next one as well. So that's fantastic. The thing. Yes, believe or not.
That's great. Thank you very much. And I agree as well. It's a, you know, I serve on the community advisory board and it's changed in the last, it's growing a lot for STP. And so we're really excited to have your support. But let's get into kind of what our listeners right now might be tuned into. What is new? What is hot at HP Software, because there's been some great things recently, but I know you know everything to share. So give us a little bit about what's coming up and what's really hot at HP Software.
Yeah, besides hot, that is here in Dallas, right?
I'm not going to say. It's not hot in the Northeast.
Yeah,
in like besides Boston, hot, where you used to live, it's very cold. Yeah.
That's today, actually, in Dallas, because a few days ago we have no snow. So I'm very excited, Mark, to tell you that we are just launched version 1220 for our application delivery management portfolio. And for those customers that know, and for you guys, listeners that are taking the time to hear us, we are launching a new version for application lifecycle management, new version for Agile Manager, functional test. We have tons of customers that are, I would say, large community with STP that is doing in leveraging our solutions for functional testing. Our new solution mobile center, there is a new version as well. Our performance testing tools, very good news as well. And network virtualization, service virtualization. So as you see, we have the complete portfolio and now a major release 12.20 with very nice features and new integrations.
Yeah, I have to say I'm very excited about the idea that you're referring to a 12.20 as a exciting major release. And in my own work in product management in the same group, it was always difficult. It was kind of the old school, you know, there was a service pack release, wasn't a .5 release. And it's kind of like we've shaken all that off and you guys are like, everything is moving so fast that even a 12.20 is got all kinds of major stuff happening.
Exactly. And everything to, again, support our community. And in terms of vision, I want to mention to you that, as you know, right? And by the way, how many cell phones do you have, Mark?
I think I have, we're down to just two. It was three, now we're down to two.
Okay, yeah. So people has at least two cell phones and tons of devices. And you see how mobile is growing so much. And companies need also to shift to more mobile testing, mobile development right now, right? So, and then mixing also with the legacy applications, mixing with, I would say, agile teams doing agile process and also waterfalls. With all these changes in the market, right, we have to be fast and deliver applications that help our customers to provide a better experience for their customers.
Right.
And with that, we are focused on the agile delivery at scale. So definitely integrations in between our ALM and Agile Manager and also DevOps to bring to the customer some ways to manage the way that they deliver and release applications faster.
So this would get after, because it's been really popular, at least in continuous development, continuous integration. I know there's integrations in the ALM platform, but that connect to, let's say, Bamboo or Jenkins, and you can integrate your the ALM's lifecycle, actually run this all together in terms of one automated delivery for continuous testing being integrated. And that's part of, you mentioned this agile at scale. Now, to me, that means, you know, companies that are not just tipping their toe in the water for agile. They really are pervasively on large scale adopting agile, which the kind of problems you have then change. And can you maybe describe a little about, you know, when you do agile at scale, what are kind of, how does ALM or how do the latest products help with that?
Oh, absolutely. So basically, let's say that you have teams that are working in an agile environment, and then you might have other teams that are still working with legacy and even managing some applications within the ALM. You can integrate both products to bring like the full visibility and also help the teams to focus in what is important in terms of development. Something that's pretty new also that you're bringing to the table is the predictability. So how to the customers can understand what the market or what their customers are requesting or are doing in terms of their application, get that data in and with the integration of it in between a Agile Manager and Application Lifecycle Management, the companies mm-hmm. can now have the whole visibility and consolidation and focusing what's important to deliver fast for the end users.
Yeah. So you're getting feedback. The Agile Manager, if people don't know it, I mean, it's a product, but it's integrated within ALM, right?
Exactly. Oh, well, and it's a product itself and can be sold via SaaS. So you can even use your credit card, purchase in the cloud, or you can have it on premises. So very good solution. Mm-hmm. For the ones that doesn't know yet, just come to our website and do a trial. We have a free trial for you guys.
Very cool. But I think to your point, it's the idea that it does a better job of facilitating the feedback loops that come from various launches, could be smaller releases or sort of beta releases, but then also mm-hmm. ongoing perpetual feedback that's then managed all centrally in one location. It's actually really nice.
Yeah, and talk about feedback, Mark. Something that's interesting that we have now also, it's an application called Mobile Center mm-hmm. that helps to manage the test and automate tests in between mobile applications and then connects with that, bring all the loop. So the developers develop, you know the requirements, you have the development done, and then integrate with Jenkins, JUnit, and Unit. You can also do the unit test, and then also automate the test to Jenkins, and then also have the test to a mobile center.
Yeah.
That's a very new and good solution. And with that, to also integrate with a new other solution called Mobile App Pulse that brings really information about user experience. Very cool stuff. You have to see. Tell everyone, I mean, you should see that application, the results. Like, really measuring and seeing what the user experience is and applying that on the top of your requirements. Amazing.
Very nice. Very nice. That's very cool. Now, there's some other things. We just talked a little bit about sort of continuous testing and continuous delivery. And I know there's a lot of resistance to bringing functional testing as most more so non-functional testing upstream in the lifecycle, which early performance testing or early testing. And there are some products coming out with 12.2 or enhancements with 12.2 around, is it network virtualization and service virtualization also?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. For network virtualization, for those that doesn't know, we acquired Shenra mm-hmm. a year ago. It's going to be in April, a year anniversary. And it's amazing how time flies. And that's an awesome solution to also identify the behavior and characteristics of the network when you're doing tests. Right. And definitely you can integrate with UFT functional tests and performance as well.
Cool.
And we have now launched a new version that is a major release after the acquisition. So it's worth to take a look on that too.
That's
and with
awesome.
That, service virtualization is growing more and more in terms of capabilities. Very easy to install. We have a very open platform. So customers can also download and or even have a POC with us mm-hmm. that helps the teams whenever they struggle to connect to external applications or even legacy applications to do their development or tests. And the leverage is application service virtualization, especially the new release that brings even more protocols for you to test, that you leverage within the continuous testing. And as I mentioned, for the continuous test and continuous delivery, all this integration with the development tools and operation tools that brings the best for our customers to deliver the fast applications.
Yeah, so that brings up, you know, a lot of people have this dreaded fear of DevOps because there's no testing in DevOps. But the truth is, I know for a fact, everyone that's really trying to succeed with this highly automated and highly operationalized lifecycle with DevOps, they are doing testing. So kind of what are the things that are specific to DevOps that you guys are bringing to market?
Oh, actually, I have very good news in terms of DevOps. And I just want to do a pause here. Regarding DevOps, Mark, it's interesting because this is something that has been said forever in other nomenclatures. Like never like I start even working IT, we always talk about this integration between development and ops and go times by times. And now it came back again. There's a very hot topic in the market. But, you know, overall, when you talk about DevOps, it's definitely a cultural change in a company, right? Yeah. And how the company does the business, how the company delivers the applications end-to-end, right? Managing the end-to-end. But of course, and I want to mention to you that I was in another show at the time, and I was talking about DevOps with many customers. And that the most important point is where the customer struggle within the life cycle to deliver fast. And also, again, the DevOps integration is very important, but you know, sometimes integration piece is missing in the beginning of the life cycle. Mm-hmm. That's the requirements, right?
Yeah.
So that would be part of the DevOps. Or sometimes integration between dev and test, that's another piece that can be pitched on. Or even DevOps, the moving the applications or releases to operations, right?
Yeah,
that can be part of DevOps as well. So we need to identify where the customer has the issues and the cultural change. But regarding to this release, we have also solutions that fit in all the, I would say, areas within DevOps, but specifically the Agile Manager bring that integration and view over the DevOps end-to-end. Okay. And then with that, we have another solution called Codar. And Codar.
C-O-D-R?
Yeah, C-O-G-A-R, Codar. Yeah, seems like a space name, right? But no, it's a product name.
It is. It's like science fiction name.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. It's very cool. Like, you know, Star Wars or something like that. Yeah, I love it.
Like, you would have no idea what it is. So is it an acronym? Does it stand for something?
Wow, that's a good question. You know that I don't remember, but I can check that for the next podcast. But, you know, for now, Codar is a platform, actually as a solution that's developed on top of the operation orchestration solution that we have. And then basically it works like a really release management tool. It's very interesting because you can define your environment even for in between dev and test and test and operations or development and operations. You divide all the environments that you have. You say all the applications that you have that you want to migrate, and then you can automate the process to move the application over. So once the application is tested, development gives the okay to move to production, and then you just use the application, click, and in three steps, basically, you have the application move to production. So very, very simple.
Does this work in sort of moving virtual machines with apps, or does it actually, will it do traditional sort of, you know, recompilation and deployment and all the automation? So it really does run on top of the orchestration engine that's been around for a long time, yeah?
Yes. And then, for both, as you mentioned, you can do some integration and I would say releases in the cloud as well, or on premises. So that's the neat thing. And we're going to bring that on STP for sure.
Yeah. So come and show up at the booth and see a live demo or something.
Yeah. Like we're going to ask you what your challenge is and have a good discussion to understand your problem. And then not just pitch about solution, but also best practices and how to adopt and improve what you already have.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, Sylvia, you know, near and dear to my heart is the performance world. And as a longtime load runner guy. So maybe we can drill down a little bit more into what's happening with some of the new products, because we have talked about Storm Runner and kind of what's happening with this 12.2 in the specific products. So what can you tell me?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to be fair if I say I will leave the best for the last, because it's not true. Everything is very good, right? But of course, I want to pitch about the Storm Runner load.
Yeah.
And you guys need to come and see the dark side of a storm. Like yes. That, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, the dark side of the storm, but you know, the storm that clears up and helps you guys with performance. So it's our new solution that we launched like 15 months ago, officially StormRunner Load. That's the name of our suite. It's performance testing in the cloud, and it's smart, simple, and scalable. Do you like that?
Yeah, yeah. But like everything should be smart, simple, and scalable. So
exactly.
Yes.
So that's why I bring that to the market. So very simple, because you can really do a quick test with our performance applications, a quick performance test, which are applications in the cloud. Mm-hmm. Very simple, very easy. Don't need even to script to do your test.
Yeah.
So our EVP was able to create a transaction and simulate a transaction on this application in less than 10 minutes. He was able to do it without training. Oh, so
okay, but we're not encouraging executive vice presidents to get into testing. It's not really just hands off. Just let us take care of that, right?
This is like so marketing. But anyway, let me go back to the news, right? And take it out my marketing hat here.
That's
but
fine.
Anyway, it's a very cool, a simple application that allows customers to do the test. And then we can, I would say, scale from like one user to millions of users across the regions, because we're leveraging cloud and we are leveraging Amazon, Helium, and Azure now, right? And then you can do tests anywhere. You can create the load generators on the flow. Very, very simple and very easy.
Yeah. For people who, you know, are familiar from a load runner performance center perspective using the true client type of interface for scripting, you can use the same true client. In fact, I think you may be able to use almost any other, you can upload any kind of virtual user into StormRunner.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then, you know, the good news now is that we integrate with JMeter. So that's the new release. So the release now 1.3, right? Okay. Basically part of this package 12.20 allows developers to get their JMeters and then plug in and just execute the test. So we have also the dev licensing that is half the price that allows developers to do the test.
That's
and again,
cool.
You can just test for free for a month.
Yeah. So that's awesome too. I mean, yeah, you see a lot of, to connect what folks, if you got a set of results from JMeter in your dev environment, or you, let's say you're actually, you know, you've got siloed organizations between dev and ops and you want to bring people together, you don't have to have divergent tools and divergent result sets. You can kind of merge them together and make it flow. And so you can see the same numbers progress as that along the life cycle. That's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. And you know, Mark, as you mentioned, performance, right, is growing so much. We did like a world quality report. And then we do that every year, major research globally. And it's so interesting how the CIOs are investing so much more in performance nowadays.
Yeah.
You can see that the need for performance testing have grown for like 50, 60% now to 74%. They are taking that as much as important as security and as functional tests. So that's awesome to know, because this really causes issues for the business. We see like large corporations that has issues about performance sometimes, that they don't just lose money for the transactions, but they lose sometimes market share. They also lose even stock, money in the stock. So that's very critical.
And honestly, without, on some of these point load things, you know, in the Perf Bytes world, we do the news of the damned of people who are crashing their websites. You can lose everything on an outage.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's nothing new. Most, but a lot of executives nowadays don't understand that, you know, cutting the budget around performance can actually be an Achilles heel for the whole company. You could have more marvelous website, marvelous functionality, great security, and it only scales for two or three people and you're done. So that can be very dangerous. What else is going on? Other products. Now, there's still, we talked a little bit about service virtualization or network virtualization, but there's several other HP products that are obviously part of this outside of performance, right?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And, I mentioned the Agile Manager before. That's a very important release that supports a lot our DevOps, right? and the mobile center. Actually, I want to focus a little bit of the mobile center because, again, people talk about functional tests and also for performance, they sometimes focus just in the back end. But the mobile center connect to performance brings also the feasibility for front end dash and network virtualization the same. So when you combine network virtualization plus store runner, mobile center, you can have the whole visibility. The good thing about mobile center now, I mentioned before a little bit about the product, but we are supporting several languages. So we are going across the globe with maybe 5-6 new languages. And for store runner as well, we are supporting Chinese and Japanese now.
Really?
Very cool stuff. And we are launching these products like in a heartbeat. We are having release like every month. But we are bundling, like, you know, doing a package release as we did now.
Yeah. So does it, the mobile center actually help then? You know, you think about the sort of older people in the Frankenstein device, the Device Anywheres, and some of the earlier QTP mobile capabilities that were like local tethered tablets or mobile devices. And now it's, you know, that's all sort of matured technology. The next hurdle is this, like, how are you going to localize all of your tests? And does this help actually take a test in, say, English and turn it into Portuguese?
Well, Portuguese, just if it's with me, right? Because I'm from Brazil, but mobile center doesn't speak my language yet.
Not yet. Okay.
But mobile center speaks Japanese, Chinese, French, German, right? Portuguese is going to be in a couple of months, I would say.
You need to get to work on that.
I need to teach the product Portuguese. That's what it
is. That's awesome. Okay. But it also, I mean, it's still, it's the next level of maturity where people have gotten. Mm-hmm. I had a great conversation on STP Radio with Raj Subramanian talking about his early research in mobile. And again, those are the first hurdles of what is the test matrix, what are the tools capable of, and some of them were not very mature back when he was doing it. Now the whole we're all working on that next level of, wow, gosh, now we can take on, how do we get to these other languages, and does the test automation change as I move to these other devices? And of course, there's still always various devices with more form factors and different sizes and different capabilities, right?
Oh, yeah. And then think about this, like Facebook, you know, they have like inquiries from 7,000 different types of devices every day.
Wow.
It's a lot. Like, think about companies. They are going to get to some of that. I would say maybe 3,000 a day, 3,000 different devices, right? Yeah. I mean, how to maintain, test all of that. So a mobile center offers a lab of devices, and that's a cool thing. And then, you know, we think about just mobile phones now, but I'm going to tell, like, in a few days, we're going to start to have testing in watches and, you know, the glasses and everything that you can think about, your refrigerator, right?
Your dishwasher.
God knows what you have to test. So are you going to invest in all of that? So that's when you leverage, like, your lab management, a tool like that, and, you know, have your functionality all, like, in a place.
What about in our near and dear QTP and UFT? In the UFT world, what is coming that's new?
Oh, okay. So UFT, we have two major items there, and we are increasing more our integration with the source code subversions.
So like GitHub and Subversion, etc.?
Exactly. Absolutely. Okay. That. Great. And also the shift left, right? So helping more and more developers to integrate with the unit test, functional test. So Jenkins integration and other tools, other development tools like Selenium as well.
Okay.
So we are doing all of that, all the integrations to bring more close the developer community and the ops integration.
That sounds really awesome. And, you know, I actually started using WinRunner, you know, 20 some years ago, really long time.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, exactly. So being there when we had actually moved on from QTP into UFT, and it just keeps growing. It's still exciting. It seems like a never ending space for innovation and cool new ideas. So thanks. And again, it's the 12.20 suite of releases all. Yeah.
Thanks to all to this community. Thanks for every customer that has been helping and be part of that, because through the community that we are getting where we are getting to. So that's awesome. We have this large community that helps a lot.
Yes, we call you up and we complain about things and we're frustrated and if most vendors, you never hear people who are just elated with your product. And most people in product development, especially technology, you don't often see, you know, it's just the stars on the App Store. So I will say kudos to you guys. Again, this is the 12.20 release suite. We could check out more. Let's talk a little bit about how folks can get in touch with HP and follow HP. Now, obviously, there's the Twitter handle, HP Software, and there's an HP LoadRunner Twitter handle as well, I think, right?
Yes, we have three Twitter handles. We have the HP Software, we have the HP Software ALM,
yep,
and then we have also the HP LoadRunner.
Yes, that's I started that one. So good. But there's so many other ways to get in touch with you guys, especially through like even local meetups, right?
Yeah, we have been doing local meetups through some events that we do, and also Vivid. So we have the chapters everywhere. Sure. And if you're not associated to Vivid, please do. We have a large community there. We are also delivering many webinars. We have been delivering 3 to 4 webinars a month through STP. I mean, STP helps to email, do some blasting, Star conferences, you know, Vivid again and Velocity. So we are trying to get to the community as much as we can. You know, Mark, you work with us. We have this huge, large community. If you think about like more than 10,000 customers and more than 100,000 users of our products. So it's awesome to see that our community is growing every time. And then, I mean, again, great job from everyone, not us.
And I think in this case, the most important thing to me is if you have a successful product, and this is almost, it's difficult in the open source world because, again, you'll see sort of a wealth of content to support you in the community where, if you want to learn something more, well, you know what? HP has made a commitment to putting this content out there. And you're like saying three to four webinars a month. These are ways to get on and learn for free. And of course, you can get on this podcast or other podcasts and come to these different conferences. So, so thank you guys for doing that. And of course, there's always more formal HP training educational services through either directly through HP or through a lot of the training partners that you guys work with.
Yes, absolutely. And then there is also our website, www.hp.com/go/ALM. And I'm personally available also for any questions at sylvia.sikira@hp.com. I'm going to spell because, you know, it's hard. I know it's sylvia.sikuera@hp.com.
And
you know what? We are open for suggestions, comments. And if you want to be part of our community and also blogging, just contact me because we are open. We want you guys, our customers, our listeners, right, to be part more and more of our community. So feel free to contact me at any time.
Yes, you're open for feedback. And we're actually talking a bit about getting back out on the blogs within the HP community. But there's a LoadRunner blog that you actually publish on directly as well.
We have a couple of blogs. Yeah, we have the Future of Testing blog, and we have the ALM and the LoadRunner one. So good blogs.
Yes. Now, the best thing that I could say is that in closing, in terms of the popularity of blogs, I think you told me that for the first time recently, the performance blog actually was more popular or had more hits than the security guys.
Exactly. Security. I'll tell you, security guys, they are aggressive in terms of the community because everyone is worried about security, right? More than anything. But this month, my R&D helped so much. Kudos for them. They wrote amazing articles about this new release. Guys, you need to go there and check.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we got very, very good numbers. Oh, so awesome. And I'll start by you, Mark.
A little bit. That's when we ran the blogs from underneath our desk and it was all do it yourself stuff. But now we can step ahead of Raflos. Okay, very good. Sylvia, thank you very much for giving us the rundown of all this amazing cool stuff happening at HP Software. And Alice, thanks for joining us. And thanks again for your sponsorship of STPCon.
Thank you again for having me here. And I will see you guys on the STP.
Okay, we'll see. Are we going to see you in San Diego, right?
Yes, nice and warm place. I'll be there.
Fantastic. All right, thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of STP Radio. As your host, it's my pleasure to bring these intriguing and engaging conversations to assist you in your quest to become a better software tester. Please be aware that this podcast is a production of the Software Test Professionals Organization and is copyrighted and protected via the Creative Commons Share with Attribution non-derivative licensing. For more information, please visit www.softwaretestpro.com. On behalf of myself and the entire STP community, please share this podcast with your fellow testers and developers and managers. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us on the next episode of STP Radio.